Over the last 2 weeks, thousands of people have been protesting against West Papua. Long simmering ethnic tensions in Indonesia's easternmost territory has seen people take to the streets demanding independence. The unrest has led to people being injured and killed, but the number of deaths has not been confirmed. Exiled West Papuan independence leader Benny Wender joins me now. Benny, thank you so much for your time. What is taking place in West Papua right now?
Right now is people are taking, on the street, bravely come out on the street, the demonstration and, demanding a referendum. That is the ultimate goal that we are campaigning for at the moment.
What sparked these protests and what are they calling for? What are the specific demands?
The specific demand is, asking independent referendum. That is a specific demand from Jakarta, because last 50 years we live it with Indonesia. They are, treat us differently, and they're killing us, stigmatized as, abusive word. Like, for example, recently in Jakarta, students are facing discrimination, racist word like monyet, monkey, and animal. So I think that's why collectively people are coming out on the street from Jakarta to West Papua and demand a referendum. If you are stigmatized that we are monkey, then the monkey cannot live any longer with Indonesia. That is the demand. Demanding independent. But this is not because of that, but because the root problem is Indonesia illegally occupied our country in 1963. That's why people are coming out on the street, demand referendum. And I myself, this is the very critical moment. We don't want to repeat the same history, what happened in East Timor. I don't want that happen. And that's why I'm, led world to, keep eye on, and also I alert United Nations to intervene West Papua. That is I'm calling at the moment.
This isn't the first time there have been protests and clashes in West Papua. West Papuans have demanded independence before this point in time. What differences are there this time?
I think, we called independent nearly 55 years, and those years, because the oppressor by Indonesia, oppressing the people, we don't have freedom of assembly, freedom of movement, as well as Indonesia be able to ban the international journalists and media and Amnesty International, Red Cross, International Peace Brigade. But this time, because the people are gaining confidence. One thing that, what happened in the Pacific Island Forum, adopt the resolution submitted by Vanuatu government, and that's 18 countries collectively support the resolution, and that resolution, the 2 points that very clearly is in the communique, leader communique, is that one is look at the root problem in West Papua, why these were happening in human rights abuses taking place. And secondly, the 18 countries collectively invite the United Nations High Commission to visit West Papua. That is the call. And that people of West Papua gain confidence. And also, this also one thing that, occurred in Jakarta, like student Indonesian police and military uniform with the local people, this type of militia group forming by Indonesia government and Indonesia military, calling them a monkey, go home, West Papua. I think that a collective sentiment over the years, so that's why they're coming out and protest and demand referendum.
You've called on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to condemn Indonesia. Why? What are you hoping to see from the Australian government?
We know that Australia is a bigger power in the Pacific, and West Papua is a close neighbor. That is what's happening in West Papua. And historically, we are our ancestors also helping the Australia, because the Japanese invasion and Second World War, that's why the moral obligation is there. And I think rightful to I call the Prime Minister to condemn this happening, because it's last 50 years is enough. We're talking about securing human rights and, situation in the region. But same time, we are facing, discrimination, racism. And that's why, we hope that people of Australia and including Prime Minister call this, what happened in West Papua.
How similar is the West Papuan struggle to Timor's fight for independence from Indonesia 20 years ago?
It's very similar because the man who are in charge of East Timor war crime is now, he is leading. He's a minister, one of the ministers appointed by the current president. He's called Wiranto. Wiranto is a war crime indicted by United Nations. He's in charge of what's happening now. So this is very similar. That's why I'm worried that if this let happen, I don't want the next East Timor in West Papua. We are always demand peacefully, but Indonesia wants no peace. They want a killing took place in West Papua.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo was scheduled to visit the region last month, but that trip has been delayed several times. What's your message to him?
I want to tell the president now, it's not the people of West Papua not demanding development or accelerate development or build the infrastructure. No, you cannot build the infrastructure development on top of the suffering. So what we are calling now is hold a referendum. That is only peacefully way to solve the problem through the international mechanism.
You fled West Papua in 2003 after escaping a 25-year prison sentence over your involvement in a protest. What do you make of the way the situation has changed in West Papua since that time?
It's over the years I've watching closely and, you know, it's more worse and worse. And my people are discriminated on land and marginalized. And that is over the years what happening and killing increasing. And this is why, as a human level, I'm, you know, feel that, you know, I have to do something and I alert the world. This is happening right now. This is not history, but it's happening. And I can see it's same time internationally, we had a gain momentum, but same time in West Papua, military present in West Papua is, you know, is alarming. You know, people are scared, harassment, intimidation, torture, killing is still continue. But how we need to solve this problem? And I think the time now, all the Pacific leader step in and request Indonesia allow, you know, United Nations visit West Papua. Because that is the call Pacific leader communicate.
Thank you so much for joining us, Benny.
Thank you very much.
That's exiled West Papuan independence leader Benny Wender. And this is RN Drive.